Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater. A great event is happening tomorrow. Shelby County Schools will host the 9th annual Arts Fest. It's a celebration of the district's rising stars in the visual and performing arts. It will highlight over 900 student performers, nearly 1,000 pieces of student artwork. More than 150 different Shelby County schools are represented across the event. It's going to be at Colonial Middle School from 10 a.m. to 3:30, and of course it is free, and you can also park if you run out of space there at Colonial at Overton High School at 1770 Lanier Lane, and they'll send some shuttles for you there. I've got Kelly Hatton, who is the Shelby County Schools lead for visual arts, and Wenzel Sterling, the Shelby County Schools lead for ORF music, and they're with me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
This just seems like a wonderful event, and we hear so much about arts education being short-shifted in our schools, so it's great to see that you guys are putting on this great event. Kelly, why don't you sort of start and tell us what's going to be going on tomorrow?
Well, as you said, this is a showcase of the rising stars in visual art and performing arts. Mm-hmm. It's not only a showcase for the talent in our schools, but also a reminder of the invaluable role the arts play in our students' growth and ultimately their success as, you know, future engaged members of our community. The theme for this year is Arts Matter, mm-hmm. and we are trying to demonstrate how the arts are key to closing the achievement gap and building positive school climate, because we believe that the achievement gap is an arts gap.
Sure. Now, I'm curious, I'm going to talk with Wenzel here in a moment about the performing arts that are going to be mm-hmm. featured. So how are you going to showcase the visual arts?
The visual arts, we are hoping to represent 100% of our schools who have visual art programs, and teachers were able to submit up to 6 student pieces, and they're all nicely matted, displayed by elementary, middle, and high. We will also have a special exhibit at Arts Fest for MLK 50. We, a few weeks ago, had an MLK 50 exhibit and performing arts showcase, and so we've taken about 20 or so of the best of the best of those pieces, so we'll have a special MLK 50 exhibit as well.
Very nice, very nice. Wenzel Sterling, you are, as we mentioned, the Shelby County Schools lead for ORF music, so what are we going to see in terms of performing arts tomorrow?
Well, in the main stage, in the auditorium at Colonial, there's going to be several performing groups, most of them honors ensembles. We're going to start off right at 10 o'clock with the Shelby County Schools All-City Band, and that's going to be followed about 11 o'clock with the All-City Dance Ensemble.
Very nice.
The band will have about 220 kids. The dance is going to have about 300 dancers.
Wow.
So it's going to be really exciting. All-City choirs, there are going to be 3 of those. There's going to be an elementary, a middle, and a high school choir. The elementary choir is an encore performance of Choir Fest, which is a choral experience for our younger singers, grades 2 through 4. Choir Fest is sponsored through our collaboration with Memphis Boy Choir and Girl Choir, and was held back in November at St. John's Episcopal Church.
Well, yeah, we talked about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was a wonderful event. All 3 choirs are then going to perform a final selection together.
Wow.
A piece called Child of Peace. Following the choirs, there's going to be a new addition to Arts Fest this year, a talent showcase, which will include ensembles from 3 or 4 or 5 different schools.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start with Doubletree Elementary's Dance Ensemble, followed by Sea Isle Elementary Guitar Ensemble, and then the Peabody Elementary Dance Ensemble, a 4th grade choir and ORF ensemble from Idlewild Elementary. And then closing out that piece will be a rising young female hip-hop rap artist from Snowden School, Miss Ayana Lexus. And then the final performance of the day will be the All-City Orchestra, which will include elementary, middle, and high school students. And all the students that are selected for the All-City Ensembles have been nominated by their instructors.
Very nice. That's an impressive schedule of performances. We're talking about Arts Fest, Shelby County School's 9th Annual Arts Fest. It is tomorrow at Colonial Middle School beginning at 10 a.m. And it is a free event, by the way, so go and see these young people. I've got Winsel Sterling from ORF Music Program and Kelly Hatton from the Visual Arts Programs. We hear so much about the difficulties that that schools have with doing arts programs, that there are constant pressures to cut these things. How is Shelby County Schools doing? Are we hanging in there? Are we getting these young people exposed to the arts?
Yes, and actually, that's a good segue to tell you about Shelby County Schools' recent Arts Matter campaign.
Great.
The Arts Matter campaign is an effort to help the community understand the immense academic and social-emotional benefit of fine arts education. Often the arts are seen as fluff, as an extra that only certain types of students deserve, and we, of course, do not believe that's the case. The arts are as essential as English and math, particularly in a district like ours that struggles with a high poverty rate. And that's why we're trying to reframe the arts conversation to focus on the fact that the achievement gap is, in fact, an arts gap. If we expand arts access, then we expand college access. And just if I could highlight a few facts that from Americans for the Arts, and we are specifically highlighting these in this campaign through videos, photographs, and billboards. So students in the arts are 4 times more likely to earn academic honors. Economically disadvantaged students in the arts are twice as likely to graduate college. Students in the arts are 3 times more likely to attend school regularly. Economically disadvantaged students in the arts are 5 times less likely to drop out. Students in the arts are 3 times more likely to be elected to class office, to vote, and volunteer. 72% of employers say creativity is the top skill they are seeking when hiring. The achievement gap is an arts gap. African American and Hispanic students are 52% less likely to have access to arts education. Students with consistent access to the arts have higher GPAs and scores on college entrance exams, regardless of economic background. And so we think these stats are extremely important, as you said, when we hear about these cuts to the arts program. Arts programs just in our district or anywhere around the country, we feel like it's important to do a better job of educating the community. So you can now go to a website specifically for Shelby County Schools Arts Education. You can visit scsartsmatter.org to find these stats and stories, testimonials from our students. And you can now donate to arts education in Shelby County Schools. So by supporting our campaign, you're increasing access to critical fine art supplies and learning opportunities. We can rent scripts for musicals, fix broken trombones, buy mirrors and bars, purchase canvases and clay, expand programs through arts partnerships, and so much more.
That's a great program. I'm so glad that you said that. It's good to get that information out there. Winsel Sterling, we know that there are certainly schools that are devoted especially to music here. You think of the Stax Academy, of course. What about opportunities for musically inclined students in our regular Shelby County schools?
In addition to the events that are going to happen tomorrow for Arts Fest, I would like to recognize a few other musical milestones that occurred this year. We have a class piano program, which is an after-school tuition-based program, and this year they celebrated their 88th year of operation in the district with an all-city performance. Also, it happened at Colonial Middle School. It's a great program, and now is a time for students to talk with their class piano teacher and enroll for next year. Another event was sort of a kickoff to Arts Fest. It was the ORF Music All-City Concert, which celebrated 50 years of Orff music in Memphis. It was called A Golden Journey, 50 Years of Orff, and it was at the Cannon Center for the Performing Arts. And in talking about Orff music, we do have 100% coverage in our district. Every child in K-5 receives art and music instruction.
That's great. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And you don't have to sell me on arts education. I'm a big fan, needless to say.
Thank you.
Arts Fest, the 9th annual Arts Fest for Shelby County Schools. It is tomorrow at Colonial Middle School. And Kelly, you've got something else you wanted to mention?
Yes. Along with the performances and artworks on display, we will also have a number of our community arts partners on site, like the Orpheum Theater, Dixon Gallery and Garden, Memphis Symphony Orchestra, just to name a few. There are too many to name here. But they will be sharing information about their programs and summer offerings for students and families. Trezevant High School's culinary arts students will be creating delicious dishes, samples on site. The SCS Nutrition Services Department will also serve free lunch to all students. And we'll have food trucks available as well, a varied range of menu items that we think our families will like. There will be a photo booth as well as several community art making activities, so both indoors and outside, weather permitting. So it's fun for all ages, the whole family. So you're getting to see these performances and these artworks, but you're also getting to come in and collaborate with teachers and students.
Very nice, very nice. All right, it's a big event, folks, and go and check out the work of these wonderful young folks tomorrow at Colonial Middle School for the 9th annual Shelby County Schools Arts Fest. And if you'd like more information, should they go to this website here, scsartsmatter.org?
Yes, and you can also visit us on Facebook, SCS Visual and Performing Arts.
Very nice. All right, if you'd like to learn how you can support the arts in Shelby County Schools, go to scsartsmatter.org, and you can get all the information there. My guests today, Kelly Hatton and Wenzel Sterling, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you so much.